David and the Cottage Cheese Expedition from 1 Samuel and chapter 17. The Philistines were one of the groups of the sea people that had left Crete and other lands. They were warlike, but built temples and palaces and had at this time subjugated much of Israel. They had access to iron and bronze manufacturing technology, which they removed from Israel. Now they challenged Israel with a tall he-man called Goliath. The Dead Sea Scrolls said that Goliath was over 2 meters. Our version says he was nearer to 3 meters. The Egyptians recorded exceptionally tall people in Canaan. Also, 2 female skeletons have been recovered from the locality. They were 2.1 meters tall. Goliath's costly armor of bronze scales weighed nearly 60 kilograms. He was a walking tank, but there was a chink in the armor. David Stone found it. When we are fighting our Goliaths, we must remember that no matter how big and how strong, there will always be a chink in the enemy armor, a weakness that we can find. The armies were 16 miles or so southwest of Jerusalem and about 10, 14 miles from Bethlehem. David went to take the cheese and he had to bring back tokens from his brothers to prove to his parents that they were alive. Where was the champion of Israel? Saul, the king, was as tall as any of the people in Israel. And David would have been under 20 years of age and certainly not as tall. God does not always use the obvious to do the job. The accusation that David's brothers made that he had come for a little excitement would have almost certainly been true. God has often used the energy and the excitableness of youth. The disciples of Jesus, remember, were relatively young people. Don't ever let a challenge go unchallenged. For 40 days, they had listened to the challenge of Goliath. There comes a time when if no one else is meeting a need, then we must step in. David stepped in when no one else would. Nearly all the orphanages in Britain were started by Christians. The anti-slavery movements also, as well as schools and hospitals. Is there something today that is challenging us that we should respond to the challenge where people are ill-treated, left in hunger or whatever? What can we do? David said to the king, "Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." That is, of course, spiritual heart failure. We can often suffer anxieties as adults that we never would have done in our youth. David had already killed a lion and a bear in hand-to-hand combat. Now he was being offered Saul's armor, but he realized it wasn't any good for his strategy. David's strategy was sensible. He was to attack before Goliath could get in certain killing range with his javelin. As children, we use string with a knot on the end to give our hazelnut javelins a much longer throwing distance. It was something like this that Goliath had. But the giant had that weak spot, and David aimed for it. The sling that was made of leather was held by straps, and the stone placed inside was swung around. And then at the vital moment, David let go of it. He was a crack shot, as many people who are practicing with slings these days. And thousands of years ago, the children on the Balearic Islands were not allowed to eat till they had hit the target with their slings. David said to Goliath, he had come in the name of the Lord of hosts. He saw through the visible to the invisible. In the New Testament, the centurion could say to Jesus, my servants do what I tell them. You can do the same with your servants. David knew he was not alone. He was one visible soldier among many of God's invisible ones. We too are with God's invisible soldiers. The Lord bless you, and the Lord be with you. Amen.